applicable.
Get out your shovels. It's snowing in Alaska and in the Midwest. Some record dumpage. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of record dumps, guess what's happening in South Carolina? Lots of money being dumped in the fight against Mitt Romney and the push for the true conservative. In fact, I had to chuckle at one of the spots that I saw, and I'm sure part of that is the Newt Gingrich money, where they poured in over $3 million in ads for TV and whatnot to talk about the true Mitt Romney with the jobs that were lost, Bain Capital, although I don't know that there's a big uptick on that. I think it's about a few other things, and one of the ads said, he's just like John Kerry. He speaks French, too. How about that? And this is radio, but the ad was, I have to say, it was pretty cleverly done. Because let's face it, negative is what sells, and negative draws your attention to the ads. There was even, the ad was a web ad, and it said the French Connection, and it's comparing Romney and John Kerry. You get the Massachusetts connection there, and the fact that Mitt Romney is considered a more moderate Republican. So for anybody really feeling like they're waving the flag of conservatism, Mitt Romney really doesn't fit that bill. However, he has those big leads. And it's funny because Gallup just did something where they talked about the biggest group in America right now, the largest ideological camp anyway in the U.S. is conservatives. So you have that out there, and yet look who's winning on the Republican side of things. And what the poll identified is 40% of Americans describe their views as conservative, 35% moderate, and 21% liberal. So this is the third straight year that conservatives have outnumbered moderates, and this is well beyond a decade or more in which moderates mainly tied or outnumbered conservatives. So what is the difference that the number of conservatives, if you believe the Gallup numbers, is growing? And not the moderates so much, even though you're talking about a little bit of a difference. So Gingrich territory is certainly South Carolina. He's just a couple of points behind Mitt Romney in the race to take South Carolina, because you have South Carolina and then Florida after that. And, of course, here we are at the top already talking about politics and the primary. I'll tell you what I'd like to see, and it's something that we're going to talk about in the upcoming weeks here on the show, is the popular vote. Oh, wouldn't you love to see a candidate win with the popular vote? Meaning, really, every vote would be equal. I like that idea, and I know I get pummeled for it, but I still like the idea of a possible, in the near future, possible third party. So, is Romney a shoo-in to win South Carolina? Well, you look at the numbers, and the numbers vary depending on the poll, but we'll see what history says. Mitt Romney seems to be the shoo-in to win the nomination, and he's opened a wider gap. He leads Rick Santorum 34% to 15%, Newt Gingrich 14%, Ron Paul 13%, so that's all pretty close. And you think back of people who have, in the past, who have won South Carolina. Since 1976, the Republican candidate who led the field nationally after the New Hampshire primary, they went on to win the nomination. So since 1976, and since 1980, no Republican has won his party's nomination without winning South Carolina. Although, you know what they say about statistics. It's just like when we talk about sports, which we're doing coming up here in a few minutes when we head to Nail the Score. I can tell you all the great stats that Tim Tebow has or Tom Brady. We can talk about Brady winning 3 Super Bowls, going to 4 Super Bowls, almost winning that 4th Super Bowl. Let's face it, in the thriller against the Giants, who ended up pulling it out with a tremendous win. But regardless, does that matter when Denver and New England take the field because there's different players in some cases around them? And the answer is maybe not. So maybe you can throw all of that out when we talk about South Carolina. And you've got some of those players that I didn't even mention because they're not in the top of the top 3. But Rick Perry is getting a lot of press, and the reason is because theoretically the people of South Carolina match up with the Texas governor, and the Texas governor says he's got no quit in him. He's going to stay, and he had plenty to say about capitalism and a few other things, as did John Huntsman. Here was what Huntsman had to say. This was his particular issue heading into South Carolina, too.
Our events have been larger than I would have expected, and that's gratifying. And I think we've gone from margin of error, as we were in New Hampshire, to what is a respectable early number.
All right, so you heard Huntsman there, a lot of people around him. And as I said, Rick Perry, too, pretty popular. A lot of people seeking out Rick Perry. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good.
So you said 40% of that poll said conservatives are...
The make up the majority.
Conservatives make up, that makes up the majority?
Yeah.
But is that going to be, you know, if you put Gingrich, who is a far right-wing conservative, if he's the nominee... Is that 40% going to be able to outdo the other 60% if the moderates decide we don't like this guy, you know?
Along with the liberals or other people, if you're saying? Well,
exactly.
That's the question. And I don't see it being Newt. I mean, I think it's Romney, without a doubt. Whether people, you know, I saw some people in New Hampshire with signs that said anybody but Romney, but... Like it or not, lots of people are embracing Romney. I know you like Mitt Romney and like a lot of what he's saying, and I think Romney gets it. I mean, period, end of story. I think Romney is the nominee.
Well, you know, and a lot of people rip on him because, you know, he's governor of Massachusetts and
yes.
He seems to be acting like a liberal a lot of times there, which means, you know, but at the same time, you know, his family has a lot of ties back there. That's where they're basically from. And, you know, for him to get into politics anywhere, maybe that's where he had to enter. And, you know, just because he, you know, maybe he was being two-faced, you know, maybe he has the core conservative, you know, values at heart, which most Mormons do, by the way,
mm-hmm.
You know. And so when he, you know, like I was talking to you last night about him, he might, you know, he's the type of guy I'm pretty sure if he was in the presidency, he would not, you know, he would reach out to the left side.
Yeah.
He wouldn't just get back and go, it's our way or the highway. You know, like Obama did, until finally the American people decided that you're not going to get everything you want, and we're going to put conservatives in the, you know, we're going to give the House back to the Republicans, which is what happened in the midterm election, and, you know, so that they could slow Obama down, which I don't know that they have or not. The man's run up $5 trillion, almost $6 trillion in debt. But we'll see what happens. But, hey, wouldn't it be funny if Huntsman was the... Vice President picks the
really? Can you imagine there'd be shock and awe across this nation? Thanks, Don. I don't think so. I'll tell you, Rubio's name gets mentioned a lot, and the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is potential undercards for Mitt Romney, if in fact he truly ends up being the nominee for the Republicans. Nail the score next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Who knows what the game will be this time around? Are we going to be talking about the Packers and the New Yorkers, the Giants? Are we going to be talking about Tim Tebow and the New England Patriots? Perhaps one of the other games. There's four down to four games, and I think it's exciting stuff because we're getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl shuffle, and some unlikely candidates to make the shuffle. Maybe the Ravens. And you want to talk about quarterbacks, you look at the Ravens quarterbacks. So you got the Saints and the 49ers. You have the Broncos and the Patriots. And you've got also, as I mentioned, you've got the Giants and the Packers. And what is that other game? The other game, of course, the Texans and the Ravens. Baltimore favored by 9 in that one. Texan fans who have waited for this for a long time would probably disagree. So, Donovan Madsen, who's been lifting weights so that he can do this job, he needs to get combat pay. He grabbed the supercomputer. Donovan, let it rip. Would you believe Broncos and the Patriots? Didn't we just do the Broncos? But this is a game that could be the highest rated of all season. New England favored by 14. There's Tebow mania like I've never seen. We can compare stats. In fact, here's what's interesting. And remember, he didn't start off the whole season. We know that. But Tebow, total yards for the season, 1,729 yards. Tom Brady, total yards for the season, 5,235 and 39 touchdowns. Tebow, 12 touchdowns. So it's in New England. Forget about the weather factor because they play in the cold in Denver. It's like 10 degrees in Denver right now, and they've been practicing. I don't think the weather factor thing comes into play at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. But what does come into play are the defenses, the offensive line. You know, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are the dynamic duo now for a long time. So they haven't been back to the promised land in a while. Belichick, love him or hate him, is great at laying out a game plan. And the Broncos did have an exciting win, although it was an overtime win over Pittsburgh on Sunday. So, boy, oh boy. And they are underdogs in Foxborough. You know, I really do want Denver to win. I do. I'm hooked into this whole thing, too. But just how do you go against New England in this one? How do you not pick New England? I mean, the Broncos are like a MASH unit at this point. One of their favorite wideouts, Eric Decker, I was looking up some stats on this stuff, right? He's not going to play, probably. He's got a sprained knee. Here's the bigger one, Brian Dawkins, out with a neck problem. So you've got a whole bunch of problems when it comes to some security blankets for Tebow. And you, on the other side, you got to stop Wes Welker. You got to stop Rob Gronkowski, if you remember how good they were last time the two teams met. I got to go with New England. And especially, I don't know, maybe it would have been a little bit different if it might have been a little bit different if they had met in Denver. Now, the game on December 18th, New England won 41-23, but it wasn't a playoff game. It wasn't a playoff game. And a lot of people are pulling for Tebow. They are. A lot of people are pulling for him. It's a playoff game. Anything can happen. But I think New England wins this, and I think the final score is going to be, I'm going to say 38-21 New England. You might view this differently. You might think that Tebow does pull it out, or I keep saying Tebow, and remember, it's the factor of everybody else around him. They're the ones that have to help him pull it out. And they've definitely got a kicker on that team. And there is such a thing as momentum. Ask Tom Brady about that in the early years. 800-259-5791. Here's how it works if you don't know what we're doing here. It's called Nail the Score. You call up and you tell me, between those two teams, New England or Denver, who you think wins and what the final score is going to be. If you win, you have nailed the score. One of your prizes will be a brand new GPS system. It's worth $300, and it's got wireless in it, and basically one of those things where you can call out or be anywhere and say, I'm lost. There's a bar and there was supposed to be a restaurant here and suddenly I'm out in the middle of nowhere. So they've really souped it up, and that's just one of the things that you will win if in fact you nail the score. So what do you think, America? If you cannot get to a phone, a lot of people like Dave in Vermont, Mike Trom, a lot of you guys, email me your guesses, and that's fine because I will go to the emails as well. So don't forget, that's another way you can do it. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. How about that? Sam gets to lead this off. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. Do you think, are you believing in that Tebow mania? Are you hooked into that?
Nope.
Good man.
I'm one of those very few people. Yeah, and a couple of years they're going to be going Tim who? You know?
I don't know if they're going to. It depends on what they build around them, but I don't think they win this game.
Okay, I say New England 24, Denver 10.
24-10.
Yep.
All right, Sam in Montreal, get your shovel ready because you know it's going to be snowing.
Well, it has already started.
The, you know, an ounce of prevention so you don't slip on those sidewalks. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, okay, do your best. Take care.
Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Kay. How you
Hello.
Doing,
Kay? I'm good.
Well, I'm pulling for Tebow. I mean, he is the number one sports figure in America right now on the latest polls. Everybody loves him, but
yeah.
Unfortunately, his end is coming.
Yes, that's right.
But they played the number one defense among 26 on Pittsburgh. I think they're 4 points better than that against them, so I'm going to say they're going to score 30 points. But unfortunately, Brady's going to hang 42 on them. So I got 42-30. Tebow goes home.
42-30. All right, so you're going to see some scoring, according to Jay. But you like the Pats. I say, unfortunately,
yeah.
He goes home. So far, all three of us out of the gate have said that he goes home. Too bad.
And yeah. You can let everybody know, Price Pack's still out there for me also.
All right, so thanks, Jay. Jay has generously right. also added to the prizes, and he will give you a $50 gas card if you nail the score. Plus, if you don't want the gas card, you can rent a cabin from him in the Smokies. He's got a bunch of cabins, and he'll give you $100 on the table when you walk into the cabin. Not a bad deal. Broncos-Patriots, that is our game of the week. The Broncos 8-8 on the season. The Patriots 13-3. And we can look at this from all different statistical angles. But I'm going to say, don't worry about the statistics. Just, hey, whatever you think's going to happen here. John in Kentucky, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
the same as everybody else. I'm rooting for Tebow, but you bet with your brain, that's your heart, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be 31-13 Patriots.
Ooh, 31-13. All right, John, thanks for the guess. Good luck.
Thank you.
See, isn't that interesting? We all say every single one of us wants to see Tebow win, so we are hooked into it. We have bought into it, the media hype about Tim Tebow. And you know what I like about Tebow? The thing I like about Tebow, I think, the most is that there are people that try to drag him down. He is that's the thing. He's the woulda, shoulda, coulda guy. And look, he had a great career at Florida. But then all the criticisms over the way he threw, and then he worked his rear end off to change the way he threw, and, you know, ultimately, he was the guy who shouldn't have been drafted, then he's drafted. And he's defying the odds of the sports talk show host and the sports writers and everybody who has 2 cents to say, throwing about Tebow and making the transition from college to the pros. So people feel good about him. And he's real. I mean, you know, listen, he's religious, but he's not a phony religious guy. It's real. You can tell he's an authentic type of person. You can see it. And so I think that's part of the lore. People are really pulling for this kid. 800-259-5791, but it's about winning. More Nailing the Score next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
All right, we're trying to nail the score here on America Tonight. I want to remind everybody we'll be doing that again next week, too. I'll be on the road in Washington, D.C., but we will do nail the score. So please make sure that you call in because we have a bunch of prize giveaway, including that GPS system. So 800-259-5791, that's the number to jingle, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Here's what John Fox had to say, talking about getting ready for this game, of course, against the Patriots, and talking about a little bit about the O-line, offense, that kind of thing. Check it out.
Yeah, I've got great respect for their whole offense. You know, I think number 12 is no mystery. He's kind of the engineer of it. They protect well. They run block well. They've got a good stable of backs. You know, their wideouts are talented. Guys have been in big spots. And, you know, they're tight ends. So they create a lot of tough matchups.
I love listening to John Fox. You know why? I think I'm jaded because I covered sports for so long. And politics is the same way. You start to listen, and people say the same things over and over again. Yeah, you got to give credit to those tight ends and those wideouts. And, boy, that line, boy, they're pretty stable. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like when I used to say, well, I remember specifically asking Barry Switzer this one time and saying, you really give me the keys to this game. How are you going to win this? What's that elixir? What's the magic formula to this? Well, Kate, you know, we just go get them boys and we got to get to that quarterback and we just can't have any turnovers. We're avoiding those turnovers. And then, for the rest of my career, every time I talk to a head coach, and even if I would drill it down and get really specific with them, it's always about, yeah, you got to avoid those turnovers. Really, you think? All right, let's move on. Let's take some guesses here. Let's go to George in Kentucky. Hey, George.
Hey, even the best teams can have a bad game.
That's right.
I'm still going to go with even the best teams, like Tom Brady can have bad games, so I'm still going to hang with my Tebow. I'm going to hit 34-28 Tebow with this team all the way.
All right, so far, George, you are on your own on the Tebow Island. Who knows? You could be a winner. I have his back.
I got your back too, Jay.
Thanks, George. I appreciate that. I love those Kentucky guys. I do feel like they have my back, really. Yeah, the best guys in the world, except for those guys in Illinois. Rick. Rick in Illinois. Hello.
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 Pittsburgh had every chance to win that game.
They did.
Remember, three dropped passes right in their hands. They dropped three of them, which would have been big yards, might have been touchdowns. I think it's time for Tebow to go home. I don't think he's going to do it. I got, let's see, New England 31, Denver 10.
31-10. Wow, so we have 31-13, and now we have a 31-10.
Yeah.
And we got a 24-10, so that's interesting. Some people are looking for a shellacking. Are you going to be watching this game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching all the games this weekend. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun football weekend.
I look for the Giants to jump up and bite Green Bay in the big rear end, too.
Really? So you think the Giants will beat them?
I think so.
I'm going to disagree there. I'm looking for the Giants to collapse. I think they're a house of cards waiting to fall apart. So we're on opposite sides of that one. You're believing too much in some of the big wins they had against Powder Puff football teams.
Green Bay ain't been playing. They've been sitting around waiting. So
of course.
They're
not getting out of shape. I was told there was a moratorium on pizzas. They weren't allowed to order them.
Yeah. So I think
you're wrong.
Giants are getting better and Green Bay just sitting around, they're going to be not near as sharp.
Oh, you are so wrong, Rick. Please, please, I beg of you, do not put any money on that. All right, Rick, we're going to move over to Dale.
Okay.
Don't do it. We're going to move over to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Yeah, Rick's wrong.
He's way wrong.
Yeah, I like pizza anyway. I'm going all the way with Tebow here. 30-27 Denver. It's going to be me, Tebow, and heaven.
Hallelujah. Denver. Dale says 30-27, just like George.
I do have a brain, you know.
Yeah, I do have a brain.
Maybe not working too well today.
Well, I like that at least the both of you said that it was going to be close. So that's okay. You can pick Tebow.
Okay, thanks.
We'll see. I like how you said that. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Dale.
Bye.
Have fun watching that game. See, people want to believe. That's the thing. And that's what makes this such a big story, is people want to believe that he has a chance to win this. Dave in Vermont says, he says, Kate, you may have gotten some good maple products from New Hampshire this week, but the best comes from Vermont. New England wins, and the score is 27-24. You know, what's interesting is somebody gave me maple syrup who was from New Hampshire as a present when I was leaving Dave in Vermont. And the syrup, I thought this was hilarious, was from Vermont. So you could be right. Vermont has the best syrup. And I noticed in talking to people that there was a little bit of a war between Vermont and New Hampshire when it came to that. Yeah. 800-259-5791. Chris in Connecticut, by the way, a winner in the past. Hey, Chris.
Happy New Year, Kate.
Happy New Year to you, too. I think you're going to pick New England.
Of course.
That is so obvious. It's like I didn't have to have a divining rod to figure out if you were going to pick Tom Brady.
No other way.
So what do you think the score is going to be?
31-24. Mm-hmm.
31-24. Hey, you want an interesting factoid? Do you think Tom Brady is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL?
I think so. Is he?
No. Check this out. This is a good trivia question to throw on your friends in Connecticut when you're hanging out. The highest paid quarterback is Peyton Manning. Over the summer last year, he signed 5 years, $90 million. Actually, Tom Brady is third on the list. Sam Bradford from St. Louis is second, 18.4. Brady, that's a year, 18.1 for Brady a year.
Oh, you're a kid.
I know, that's kind of surprising. Because I would have said, if I didn't know the answer to that, I would have said Tom Brady for sure. I've said this now a couple of times, three Super Bowls, almost a fourth Super Bowl. You think of all the divisional wins, and that, I'm just surprised by that. And I'm surprised he's not the highest paid.
Well, he's going to get a Super Bowl this year, too.
Spoken like a true fan. Chris, thanks. Enjoy the game.
Okay, Kate.
Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. That's the number to call to be a part of Nail the Score. If you just tune in and you're saying, why isn't she nailing the politicians? Because we like to have fun and nail the score. The chosen game, the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos. There were some other good ones, so it could have been interesting, too, to see what you would have said for some of the other games that are out there. But this is good because Tebow, without a doubt, is the big story. And I think that plays into the hands, by the way, of Tom Brady, because it's like he's yesterday's news. And he'll go down in history as one of the best quarterbacks of all time. You know, you got to remember Drew Bledsoe. He was the backup to Drew Bledsoe. And it's like, Tom who? Then he comes out and he was just amazing how quickly he and Belichick hooked up and got on the right page. And then the rest, as they say, is history. All those Lombardi trophies don't lie. Dr. E in Kentucky, hello.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you been?
I've been good. Sorry I haven't been able to call in as much. That little plant in Georgetown's we've been having a lot of overtime.
That's good.
Yeah, it is, but I miss talking to you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you called in. Are you going to pick Tebow, or are you going the other way?
Well, I really ain't got a dog in this fight, but my sister is a Broncos fan, so I'm going to go with the Broncos. Let's go 27-24.
Broncos 27. I'm making sure no one else has that I noticed. Broncos. No, you've got it. 27-24. What's your sister's name?
Sharon.
Sharon. All right, so Sharon. Yeah. That's for Sharon in honor of her. Thanks, Dr. E.
Thank you, ma'am.
Be careful. Get your sleep. Don't work too much overtime. Overtime is good when you get the check. Overtime is not so good when you're exhausted and you're working yet another hour. You know what it is like? I don't know how many of you have had this opportunity. And I only had the opportunity to do it once, and then right before they were going to do it, they decided to change schedules. And it was when I was in television doing a four-day work week where you work 10 hours. And I liked that idea because I thought, what's the difference then? Even if you're tired, on the one day you could get that extra sleep. By the time you bounce back, you could go to a movie or go do whatever, and you'd have these 2 days left over. Or if you were really hardy, you could tough it out and you could take a long weekend somewhere because then you'd have those 3 days. But that's like when you get that overtime, that's what it feels like. At first it's okay, and then you're just dragging because you're sleeping, eating, going to work, sleeping, eating, going to work, sleeping, eating, going to work, and you guys already know that. All right, nobody's going to be asleep when this game is on, we hope, because I hope it's a close game. A lot of you are predicting a close finish to the Denver-New England game, but some of you have had blowout written on it, like Jay in Kentucky said, 42-30. My own guess was 38-21, but I'm hoping for, if nothing else, a nail-biter. Just like against Pittsburgh, where they won in overtime. I'd love to see it go to overtime, but regardless, a close game. If I'm going to spend the time to watch it, I want it to be close. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Light them up. We'll take some more guesses for Nail the Score next on America Tonight.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
The Denver Broncos all the way, Kate Delaney. What are you thinking? Usually you're on the winning end of things. You're going to be on the losing end of this one. You're going to go down. It's the Broncos beating New England. This was through the miracle of the Internet, an email that we got for Nail. The score, 40-7. 40-7, Denver. Star. Were you doing shots? Are you kidding me? 40-7? That's not happening. 800-259-5791. Okay, we're going to go to some more calls, and I'm going to also quickly grab some more of the emails that have been sent in, too, as well. But remember, there are other games this weekend. The computer randomly happened to pick the game that I think a lot of people are going to be watching, but the Giants and the Packers are certainly playing. That's another one of the games that, all the games are big. I mean, because listen, this is the road to the Super Bowl, and there are NFL fans galore, New Orleans and San Francisco, that kicks things off. That's a 4:30 game on Saturday. Then you have your 8 o'clock game. I love that that's 8 o'clock Eastern, by the way, on Saturday night. Then on Sunday you have Houston and Baltimore. And I like Joe Flacco, the quarterback for the Ravens. In fact, I like the Ravens to win this one, to beat Houston. Ray Rice is fun to watch him run. And my cousin told me to watch him when he was at Rutgers, and he really turned out to be an incredible player, small guy that has mega power when he runs for Baltimore. And, of course, in the Giants and Green Bay rounding things out on Sunday. So Joe Flacco, as I said, for the Ravens, had this to say about people just completely ignoring them and what's happening in their playoff situation, saying that they're going to go down and Houston is absolutely got winner written all over him. Here's Joe Flacco.
The second year in a row we've won 12 games. I could care less. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, do you see it sometimes? Do you see the criticism sometimes and say, what the hell are they talking about? Yeah, but who cares? You know, it all comes down to three games now. Win this one, win the next one, win the Super Bowl. What are they going to say? And that's what we got to do, and that's what I got to do.
Woohoo! Good for you, Joey. That's what you do. You ignore the sports people. You know, you ignore the whole talk show thing and people criticizing you, and you just go out and do it. All right, quickly, let's rifle off a whole bunch of these. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Kate.
Hello.
You know how to make a woman feel like a woman?
There's a joke in here. Go ahead.
Ask her to iron your shirt.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks.
I got that from one of my friends.
I like it.
You would. You got a sense of humor. I love you. Anyway, 30-27, Denver over the Patriots.
Ooh, Denver, another Tebow fan. Dan, take care of that cough. Thanks. All right, so Tebow, again in a tight one. He can't have 36. We're adjusting that, Dan. If you don't like my score for you, you're going to have to call back. But I'm going to say 30-28 because remember, Dale in Illinois had 30-27. Okay, so let's move to Alan in Kentucky. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Kate.
Hello.
I like the Patriots, 31-21.
Right, let me make sure that I'm not messing this up. 31-21 Patriots, you got it. You got it,
okay.
Alan.
Okay. Good night.
Enjoy it. 10-point spread. 13-14 is what the Patriots are favored by. 10 is a pretty good number, though. I like that guess. Alan could be on to something there. Let's go to Peter in Connecticut. Hey, Pete.
Hi, how are you doing, Kate?
Good, man. What do you think's happening here?
New England 35-24.
Ooh, I like that, an oddball score, 35-24. Yeah, I think it's New England. I agree with you, Pete. I agree.
That's good.
All right, thanks. Sharon in Maine, I'm sure. Sharon, are you listening to us on WLOB?
Yes, I am.
Sweet! We are so excited to pick up that station in Maine. I love Maine. Portland is a cool place. I got to come up there and do a remote. What's the temperature right now?
About 20. We just had about 7 inches of snow today.
Seven inches of snow. I grew up with snow. What am I saying? Sharon, what do you think? What's going to happen?
Tebow over New England, 31-24. Denver, 31, New England, 24.
Ooh.
Someone had the opposite.
Somebody had the opposite. You're right. I was looking at that. Okay, so another Denver believer. Sharon, thanks.
Well, I just moved up from Florida back in June. So I've been a Gator/Seminole fan for 19 years, so.
Oh, so that makes sense. Wow, so you moved from Florida to Maine. You got the best of both. You got all that heat in Florida, and then you move up to all the cold in Maine. Good for you. I like that. So you're experiencing both in the short amount of time. So Sharon was a fan back in the college days. I thought he was fun to watch in college, too. Dan in Texas might not like my guess, so we're going back to him. Dan, what do you say?
About 31-27.
Ooh, I like that. 31-27. A lot of people are saying 31. You got it. You know, we have like, but not all, some of them are New England guesses. A lot of people pick 31, like four people pick 31. All right, we only have a few minutes left, so if you're going to get in on the phone lines, you got to do it quick, right quick. Got to run to that phone. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email, but it's got to be there by the top of the hour, americatonight.net, or it wouldn't be fair to everybody else who hurried and emailed. Every once in a while, I'll get a guess on the score, and it'll come in. I'll, like, read what time it came in, and it'll be stamped, like, 4:30 in the morning or something. And you can't do that. That's too late. That's after the fact. We have one here from Alyssa. She says, boy, oh, boy, a lot of people are fooled by this whole Tebow thing. I do like him, I have to say. He does seem sincere. I heard you say that he was authentic. But I think the authentic winner is definitely the Patriots, and the final score there will be 17-7. Ooh, that means we're seeing defense, and that means boring to me. I like defense, but not a game, not a playoff game. I'd rather see some scoring. Some scoring. It doesn't have to be a crazy shootout, but please, some scoring. Yikes. Debbie in Kentucky. Hello, Debbie.
Hey.
What do you think, Debbie?
I've got Tebow 21-27.
Ooh, 27. Let me make sure no one else has that. 27, because there's a lot of 27s, too. 27-21, Denver, you think beats New England. You got it, Debbie.
Thank you.
Enjoy the game. So 27-21. Quickly, Alan in Missouri. Hello, Alan.
Hello. I think it's going to be Patriots 31-13.
Ooh, okay, a blowout. 31. Oh, somebody else said that, John in Kentucky. So you got to pick another one.
Oh, give me 31-14.
Okay, there you go. Then you guys could battle it out. I'd love that if it came down to that. Alan, you are locked and loaded. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's great because I already mentioned this. It's great the time of this. You know, they're not stupid when they go to program, and this is a CBS sports game, so they're, you know, they're just chomping at the bit to do this game, thinking we're going to see some big ratings since Tebow, especially, his name is all over the place, and it's in New England. Throw out the stats from before and forget the game that happened on the 18th. It's all going to be about John Fox and Bill Belichick too, and what kind of game plan they have for this. We'll see. Does Tebow come through with the magic, or is it Tom Brady who's getting no respect from a lot of people? He's feeling that heat. Good luck to everyone. Enjoy all the games this weekend, and thanks so much for calling us and trying to nail the score.